Blog Talk Radio.
The countdown to reality. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Everyman Show. My name is Alan Eric Dabosky, and you can follow me around on Twitter, or you can follow me with the drone. I really don't care at this point. You want the truth? You want the facts? Well, look, for the next 30 minutes, I'm going to tell you what I know. I'm going to tell you how I found out, and here it goes. It goes like this. Do you remember when Sam Donaldson, about 10 years ago, had a show called The Fleecing of America? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't understand the financial, well, let's just say the financial discomfort, let's just say it's a very inconvenient truth. You know, Rand Paul is calling for the audit of the Fed. You got to get it through your head that the Fed has stolen, oh, I don't know, somewhere in the neighborhood of $220 trillion. You're busy looking at an $18 trillion deficit, and Obama says, well, adding to the deficit doesn't, well, it doesn't hurt the deficit. Doesn't create, adding to the debt doesn't create a deficit. Well, you know, in a way, he's right. Because, you know, every once in a while, he and Joseph Biden have a tendency to blurb out something that just might be true. And by the way, Michelle Obama today says that, yellow powder is not food, and she's not happy with the macaroni and cheese being served in the schools. And I'm going to give her kudos on that one, too. And that's all they're going to get from me today. You know, the news is really ridiculous. Over there in the Ukraine, they had a big fireball last night, and everybody is tweeting, was the Ukraine just nuked? Did Putin just puke a nuke on the Ukraine? Well, it turns out that it was a chemical factory, and, well, it's kind of like Waco when they blew up the fertilizer factory and, well, all the other things that they false flag blow up, like Boston. It kind of just happened. You know, I don't know what was in there. We don't know yet, but we'll find out. I'm a big InfoWarrior fan. I also go to globalresearch.canada, and it is just a constant, 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 constant news run on the globalist New World Order, annihilation of humanity to reconstruct and reset in their image, the way they see fit. You see, Hitler never died. Hitler never went away. Mein Kampf, ladies and gentlemen, is being run on you. If you think for a minute that Obamacare is not eugenics, if you think that ISIS is not eugenics, if the Corsican group is not eugenics, Al-Qaeda and everything else we see, it's all eugenics because, well, after all, people are being blown to smithereens, splattered like bugs on that windshield that what's-her-name sings about. Sometimes you're the bug, sometimes you're the windshield. Well, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is the windshield. See, I've listened to enough speeches. I follow the Bilderberg. I follow Bohemian Grove. I've read the membership list. I've read their, well, let's just say their bios. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. These people treat you like bugs. No ifs, ands, or buts. Now, let's get back to the discussion here on Nazis. I want to fill people in again for about the 900th time in the last year that 36,000 Nazis were brought here by Truman. You think that the Internet just started overnight. Well, in 1951, it was a Nazi scientist who invented the silicon chip. This is all military spyware that you're busy chapping away on. You're busy texting all day. You're giving your innermost thoughts on Facebook and Twitter and all the rest of them, Instagram, and, oh, aren't we all sexy? Don't we all wish that we could be like Kanye West and Kim Kardashian? Yeah, maybe we should all strip naked, put all our pictures on Facebook, get it over with, because after all, isn't that what the bankers enjoy the most? Isn't that what NSA really likes? And Michael Payton, well, he just doesn't like to listen to people. He likes to listen to interesting people. Yeah. Every conversation, every tap of the keyboard, every time you pass gas, your smart meter, your dishwasher, your flat screen, your smart refrigerator is giving them the information that they need so they can figure out how to put RFID chips up your ass. Now, wouldn't that just be fantastic? I'd like to ask the folks out there, do you think that some of the pills that Big Pharma is shoving down your throat might have little bio sensors in them? Oh, it's just a little pill. Well, inside that pill just might be a sensor you know nothing about. And that's just a little something for you to chew on there, food for thought. Now, let's get back to the conversation. In 1913, the Fed came about. 3 years later, we had the First World War. Then they found Hitler. MI6 discovered him, and they decided that they would cultivate Hitler the way they've cultivated Barack Hussein Obama, who was never anywhere to be seen until the year 2000. Yeah, and Bill Ayers wrote the book, and then, you know, Hillary Clinton's walking around like she's got a stiff one up her butt. And, you know, everybody's just as cocky and as arrogant as they can be in Congress, telling us what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing. You see, they don't like you. They are sick of you. They are tired of your trash. So we're going to have some carbon taxes. Has your electricity tripled since the smart meters were installed? Didn't they tell you they were going to be able to keep a better record and it would probably decrease your electric bill? Just like Obamacare would decrease the cost of health care. Ladies and gentlemen, it's eugenics. It is an absolute fleecing of your bank account and your nerves. Do you think that chemtrails, vaccines, all the industrial waste in the food don't supercharge each other, making you sicker by the minute as, well, the kids are a little overweight. Yeah, they're kind of like 2 years old with diabetes, and they've got a, you know, child onset autism. Oh, what do we got, 1 in 50 now? So let's give them some Adderall. Yeah, let's give them some Prozac. Let's give them some more of that petrochemical death that the New World Order is so interested in making sure you're taking. You know, today on the InfoWar, they were talking about the EPA paying college students, are you ready for this, to inhale diesel exhaust so they can test for particulate matter damage and the causation to cancer. Well, just like global warming, well, they sort of, kind of, fixed the science. Now, it's been my opinion that white lab coat terrorism, better known as billions and billions of bucks for lies, in the science field is a daily operation. You know, do you ever kind of ask yourself, well, gee, you know, they told us to turn in our medications because they don't want to put them in the drinking water. You know, the lead in D.C. was found to be 40 times higher than, well, than government allowable limits. Yeah, 40 times and nobody knew for 20 years. Maybe that's what happened to me growing up in PG County. Maybe I'm a wacko doodle. Yeah, guaranteed. Guaranteed. You know, they were talking about vaccines, and I heard Dr. Dunn today talking about the yellow fever shot. Well, you know why I'm anti-vax? I'm anti-vax because I don't like mercury. I don't like lead. I don't like formaldehyde. I don't like detergent. I don't like dirty, filthy things being injected into people, the elderly and children, that might kill them dead. Live diseases, the SV40 cancer virus. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't understand that cancer was discovered to be a virus 60 years ago. For 60 years, they've known how to cure every cancer in every part of your body, every organ. You know you can get cancer in the eyes? You know, guys, hey, you know you can get cancer in your penis, your testicles, and God knows the cancers that women are inundated with on a regular basis. And I'm so sorry that the maker of the pill died. Yeah, you know, the eugenics freak. Yeah, he probably worked really close with Margaret Sanger and Bill Gates' daddy. And Bill Gates is walking around. Did you know Bill Gates has Parkinson's? Did you know that Bill Gates doesn't just do his Joe Cocker animation because he's a really animated guy there on Charlie Rose? No, no, no. He has Parkinson's. And did you know his wife was a big-time tech executive there in Silicon Valley? Silicon. Well, I don't know if hers are real or not. And really, who cares? They disgust me beyond belief. And it's all for the kids. The childrones. Yes, they're so concerned about the kiddies. Oh, we've got to take care of the kids. 1 in 50 children born with autism. 10 years ago, it was 1 in 10,000. Before that, it wasn't even discussed. Jenny McCarthy, I salute you. You are the queen of autism, in my opinion. God bless you and your son. Yahweh bless all autistic children. I hope we find a way out of this. And, you know, that brings me, you know, Alzheimer's. You know, I'm telling you something. My name is Alan Eric Dabowski, and they call me Al. I don't think I can stand it anymore. You got Al-Qaeda, you got Al-Nusra, you got Al-Cookie-Cooly, you got Al-Cocoa Puffs, you know, all these. I don't know why they just don't call them Al-ISIS and the Corsican group. Yeah, let's not forget them. Thanks, Jimmy Carter. Thanks, Jimmy Carter and the CIA for indoctrinating and training all those crazies. You did a bang-up job. Yeah, I want to. Well, no, I don't want to salute you. I want to lift my leg, okay? I think that it's time for America to get their moxie back. I think it's time for college students to understand that you are going to be the debt-toting mule. You see, they want to move away from heroin. Yeah, they want to move away from cocaine. They've been caught like rat-ass Nazis that they are, importing this stuff for the last 45 years plus. Yeah, you don't know about Brown and Boot. You don't know about the Vanille Group, Blackwater, Grumman, all of them. Yeah, you might want to take a real good look at the Bush-Cheney drug trafficking connection. And, oh, wasn't that Epstein that was caught child porn there with Billy Clinton? Another president, the last four presidents, ladies and gentlemen, and the Oval Office have done things to the United States of America, not intentionally, but if you think they had the power to stop the Brotherhood of Darkness and to keep the flow of drugs, look up Freeway Ricky Ross. He just recently got out of prison. Anyone who has a child listening to gangster rap. Now, some rap music has a really good message, and it's positive, and it's been lucrative for them. And I'm sure Jay-Z is involved in some of that, and Beyonce, I'm sorry, honey, but you need to keep your clothes on. Yeah, you would do yourself a lot of good wearing those gowns. And I have to tell you, when I saw Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga last night, I was on the edge of my seat loving it. Who knew that that woman could do that? Sure, she's got her crazy outfits, and yeah, she's had her problems, and of course, her manager ripped her off, and Elvis Presley's manager ripped him off, and, well, you know, they all rip each other off, and they all use each other, and it's all just a big gaggle of scum. But I have to tell you, Tony, when you picked Lady Gaga, a couple of Italians up there sing, I was adoring it. I will go get that CD. I haven't bought a CD in 5 years because I don't listen to the crap anymore. You see, I've been a musician my whole life. I was a carpenter my whole life. I built my life with my hammer and the talent that flows from my brain down into my fingers because I made it a point to get the lead, the fluoride, the mercury, the detergent, the formaldehyde out of my system. That requires no corn fructose, no aspartame, no vaccines, no GMO BT corn, no soybeans, no BT beets. If it's GMO, it's marked. Generally, it starts the 4 to 5 number identification tells you whether you have organic or GMO products. And after all, didn't Kissinger say, control the food, you can control the food, you control the people. And for the first time, we have a chance to build a new world order on a global scale. I feel the ghosts of the 500,000 Iraqi children splattered like bugs. While Tony Blair, well, it's all for a good cause. Salute, Madeleine Albright. You brought it to the forefront. Did you know that Prince Bandar and Tony Blair, both MI6 and CIA, well, yeah, that's kind of what, you know, this group, yeah, the villain group over there, the Vanille group, Vanille Arabia, yeah. Well, folks, heroin, cocaine, $1 trillion a year, laundered through the big banks, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Wachovia. Do you think perhaps that old Paulson himself, Henry Paulson, take a look at that guy. I mean, if you're not looking at a Nazi, I don't know what you're looking at, but do you think perhaps they want to do a little cover-up here? They want to do a little backtrack when they took the $1.2 trillion, and if you don't give us the money, we're going to collapse the economies of the world in 3 days. Man, I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't need ISIS to chop my head off. My head pops off my shoulders every time I read it and look at it and study it. Go to thewilderness.com. Go to the wilderness, and I want you to look up every president since Herbert Walker Bush. Now, Reagan, I'm sorry, but he was involved in Contra. Oliver North absolutely imported 4 tons of cocaine a week. And that's what we know about. I'm sure what we don't know about is way more than that. Freeway Ricky Ross will tell you why he went and did 10 years in prison, what he had to do to make $300 million. He sold as much as $3 million worth of cocaine a day in the United States, from Chicago to New York to L.A., whatever. And I wonder how he got on the planes. Did he get on the planes with a little help like the underwear bomber? Now, that's highly suspicious. Now, we all wouldn't want to be looking at the white powder that George Bush was so worried about. Yeah, you know, all the white powder. You know, the anthrax that they gave to Tom Daschle. Yeah, we know about that. And Tom DeLay, yeah, you didn't want to sign the Patriot Act, so you got a little gift in the mail, did you? Gee willikers, ladies and gentlemen. Ported the Nazis from 1946 to 1953. Thousands of them reside in South River, New Jersey. They were put in the Department of Education, the EPA, the FDA. They were in every science program in this country. They were heavily involved in the banking systems of Manhattan, Wall Street. Do you get my drift? Or am I just some stupid carpenter hammering away, nailing it right on the head because I'm bored? A little pun there for you. A little crazy the everyman humor for you right there. Well, it isn't humorous, ladies and gentlemen. Are you happy that the thousands of dogs that died from the Chinese, oops, put a little rat poison in the gluten? Oops, we didn't know the toys we were making were toxic. And you shouldn't have your babies sucking on toys, because babies don't suck on toys, do they? You got too many babies. If your babies are sucking on toys, how come you don't have a one-child policy? Yeah, and if you have 2 kids, we'll come over and pick them up and run them over with a van. Oh, it's so good of those people. Ah, so they're so humane. Oh, yeah. Bring industries. Let them rot in goddamn hell for all I care. I had a Chinese teacher in Virginia tell me 4 years ago when I was selling my 5 acres, trying to stay afloat, hoping to God the economy would turn around, as I was liquidating my real estate, and he told me, point blank, the United States is over. The United States has finished as world power. China will take over this country and all of Europe very soon. We are now working in Africa to take over Africa and all of its assets and minerals. Oil, gold, will belong to China. He was 5'2" with Coke bottle bottom glasses, spiky black hair, and when I drove to Warrenton, Virginia to close the deal, I looked at him, my deed in hand, and he said, please, please sit down. I just wanted to talk to you about your property. And see, after 2 months of discussing it with this maggot, you know what I told him? I didn't sit down. I said, if you have the cash, show it to me. Sign this form saying that you gave me the 20 grand for my land, and I'm out of here. You have 2 minutes. Oh, why are you so hostile about, I'm going to buy your land? I was giving it away because I didn't want to pay the taxes, because it was going to cost me 50 grand just to get a damn right-of-way in and to get my building permits. So I was giving it away. See, that's how they do it. Regulation. And they're going to have a little meeting. They're going to have a little, the Congress is going to meet, and they're going to go on the floor and tell us why they got to do to us what they did. Do you know that there are 19 doctors in Congress? Do you know that there are 19 doctors in Congress? Surgeons. Every kind of doctor. No wonder they want Obamacare. No wonder they want you to pay $800 a month and you're not even sick. No wonder the VA had a death list, 40 sick veterans, and they want to put them in the ground. Time for your nappy. Time for a dirt nap. Yeah, we're done with you. The last job I did was for a VA nurse who put her hands on me. She wanted to check my blood pressure and find out why I was so aggressive while I was building her addition. Ladies and gentlemen, I never worked again. I was sick. I couldn't think. I didn't feel right. Do you think perhaps that this fatigue syndrome from 1992 in the Gulf was not a syndrome at all, but an intentional poisoning? Do you think our troops are not guinea pigs out there running around in the desert, taking pills, getting shot full of vaccines? God knows what they are exposed to. And let me remind you, 36,000 Nazis were in the programs after the Second World War. They never went away. They're in everything. Prescott Bush funded Hitler. The Kennedys funded Hitler, Rothschilds, Rockefeller, Carnegie, Ford funded Hitler. Read America's Nazi Secrets if you think you can handle it. I'm about to pick it up and read it again for the second time. I hardly made it through the first reading, but I will read it again. And I salute you, John Loftus. You're a good man. No wonder you were 3 tiers above top secret. And I know you're not telling us everything you'd like to tell us, but at 83 years old, you should live out the rest of your life in peace. Bottom line is here, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing if you don't know what's going on. Common Core, vaccines, Adderall, autism, the reckless. Why would newborn children get back-to-back 6 to 15 vaccines? Do you know how much toxic poison that is in a newborn baby? How many women have to take, how many women have taken vaccines at 6 months only to miscarry within weeks of the vaccine? How many children die within 30 to 90 days of the vaccine, the MMR triple jab? Jabbing, jabbing, jabbing while I'm gabbing, gabbing, gabbing. Your Twittering and tweeting and Facebooking and social media is not going to get it done. Call your congressman, your senator. Let them know that you know what I know, and you heard it right here on the Everyman Show, blogtalkradio.com. I have crossed the Rubicon. I recognize the threat. Not a threat, ladies and gentlemen. Agenda 21 is as real as the guitar. It's as real as this chair I'm sitting in. It's as real as my 100-watt light bulbs. It's as real as my television. It's as real as my bed. It's as real as the hat on my head. And Ted Turner wants 90% of the people on this planet to just go away. Yeah, we're filthy bugs and they don't like us. And Madonna, I have to tell you, man, that woman, if she does another Illuminati symbolism show, if I see the Illuminati symbol from Beyonce, Rihanna, Kanye West. I mean, man, why don't they just call him Kanye East? Kanye Middle East, yeah. How you like being married to that Kardashian cesspool? Good God, they passed her around like a ashtray. Man, just unbelievable. She's a beautiful woman, but to me she's a filth. I mean, absolute filth. Did you get her app? You know, she made $45 million in 4 months, yeah, from the Kardashian app. And oh, there's Bruce Jenner turning into a woman. Pilot. The now transvestite pilot on Inside Edition. I threw up in my mouth when I looked at him. What in the hell would make a man, a thing like that, turn into a woman? Buddy, Yahweh bless these people. They know not what they do. Satan has crawled up their ass and laid an egg. I mean, come on, folks. I wish that I could afford to do 2 hours of the Everyman Show every night. And if I do sell my house, if I do sell, maybe I'll sell a kidney. Could I sell a kidney? Is that legal? And I don't think that's legal, but that was in the news as well. Do you know the Chinese gulags are doing live organ harvesting? You heard me right, live organ harvesting. But I want to end this show tonight. I want you all to understand something. The mega bankers, along with the Nazis, are running the drug trafficking. They're running the child porn. They're running every taboo, rat nasty, evil, money laundering, trillions, ladies and gentlemen, trillions of dollars, doing what they put how many men in prison for? How many men are rotting in prison for looking at little kids naked and smoking a joint? Think about that. Hey, maybe you're going to want to get some stock in the old Corrections Corporation. That might work out for you. Wall Street, ladies and gentlemen, is stolen money. The war is being fought in the Middle East is stolen money. You have been fleeced in the Middle East. It's the Everyman Show until tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. You heard it right here. Bye-bye.